This is Vatican News.
The Czech Republic has welcomed home the human remains of Cardinal Josef Beran, seen as a symbol of defiance of the former communist government which forced him into exile in the Vatican. The cardinal, who died 49 years ago, always wanted to be buried in his homeland, and Pope Francis approved the transport in line with Beran's last will. Stefan Boss reports that his remains were flown by military plane to Prague.
Czech soldiers are carefully carrying the coffin containing the human remains of Cardinal Josef Beran. His remains arrived here at the Kabeli Airport in the Czech capital Prague from St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City. He had been buried there in a particular privilege, usually only reserved for popes. Now he has finally returned home. At this emotionally charged ceremony, government and church leaders recall a man who became archbishop in 1946 after surviving the Nazis' Dachau concentration camp during World War II. Following the communist coup in 1948 in then Czechoslovakia, Beran publicly opposed the new regime. He was put under house arrest and moved by the secret police from village to village. Authorities wanted to cut the ties between him and his flock. The regime jailed thousands of Catholic priests, monks, nuns, and active Catholic laypeople. Communists also confiscated property and destroyed churches and monasteries as they saw the church and devoted Christians as their arch enemy. In 1965, Pope Paul VI appointed Beran a cardinal. The communist government let him leave for Rome, but without the option to return home. He died in 1969 at the age of 80. However, he always wanted to be buried at home one day, explains Stanislav Seman, who is the spokesman for the Prague Archdiocese.
Because of the last will of Cardinal Josef Beran, who wanted to be buried in Prague, the current Cardinal Dominik Duka asked for fulfilling this Cardinal Beran's wish. And in the spirit of this, there were some negotiations with a specific Vatican congregation.
In Prague, people can pay their respects until Monday. On Monday, Beran will be buried at St. Peter's Cathedral. That's the main Czech church and the seat of the Archbishop of Prague, a post which Beran also held during his remarkable life. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.